Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here, Getaway Friday, January 30th, 2026, 14 minutes past the hour. Hey, up to 7 degrees. Matt Morgan joins me live in studio here today. Matt, Groundhog Day right around the corner. Big festivities here. Run down what's going to happen on Monday.
On Monday here at the studio, well, back at the studio or in the studio, depending on the how the weather looks, we are going to have the Groundhog Day event. So, you know, who is the Groundhog is obviously the big question. So we don't know that yet, but the Groundhog will be revealed. The event starts at 8:15. Groundhog gets here at 8:45. The Salvation Army truck will be here. Bob Welsh is coming down from Columbus. He will have
hot chocolate coffee.
Yes, hot chocolate coffee. Bob Welsh will be coming down from Columbus. He will have the Groundhog Pizza, and under slices, each slice of those pizza of the pizza, there will be a slip of paper that says either, you know, an early spring or seven more. Or sorry, I don't know where I got seven. Six more weeks of winter. Yeah.
Mary Ellen will be here.
Yeah, I knew I was forgetting something. Mary Ellen will be here to sign it, to sign the prediction into fact, and then we will also, for the first time in a while,
Nineteen years.
Jack Kellogg will be coming out of retirement to cook up some spam sandwiches,
which he did for many, many years during on Groundhog Day, and he'll be wearing his classic Groundhog Day sweatshirt. He said. Vintage.
I didn't know he had a
Groundhog Day. Oh, yes. There's a picture of it somewhere around here that he autographed years ago.
Oh, nice.
And then we also have James Anderson here, Marion County naturalist, talking about groundhogs. So we'll learn something on that day as well. You know, we ought to have everybody sign something that day. I don't know what you sign, but something.
I mean, you could always, well, I don't know, we do a pizza crust for the anniversary.
Bob, what should we sign on Monday? Pizza crust, we've done that. But what could we sign for Groundhog Day? Can of Spam? Nah, people don't want that.
We could sign a can of Spam.
A lot of signatures on that can of Spam. I don't know. Anyway, guesses so far as to who the Groundhog is, Jason Schauber, Mayor Collins, Pastor Whitaker, Miranda McGinnis, Larry Barnett, Ted Williams, Bob Bender. If you have a guess as to who the Groundhog is, let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, so there's that. Now, I was reading about this during the break. Apparently, reporter Don Lemon was taken into custody last night by federal agents at 11 p.m., and I'm not sure why. So, he covered a protest that happened at a church in Minnesota. And in the video, he says, I'm a journalist, I'm just here covering this. I'm not storming the church. And now, he was out in, apparently he was out in Los Angeles to cover the Grammys on Sunday. And he was apprehended at a hotel lobby last night at 11 p.m., for whatever. We don't even know. By federal agents. So, what? I mean, and I'm not a big fan of Don Lemon, but I don't understand that. What they're doing? Who could justify that?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that the federal agency that got him has to have some reason. I'm sure they're going to justify it or try to. I don't think that there's really a justification. I mean, of the little bit of the article I heard there, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. I guess he interrupted some church sermon, and I don't know. It was
well, there were protesters.
Yes.
And I guess they're trying to say he was with the protesters instead of covering the protesting. But there's video of him saying, I'm a reporter. I'm covering this. I don't understand.
So, I don't know. It's certain. You can't go arresting reporters. I mean, that looks real, real bad. Real bad.
Does he got like a bone to pick with Don Lemon?
I don't know why specifically you just have some random bone to pick with Don Lemon.
I don't know. Don Lemon, to me, I never was a big fan of Don Lemon, but CNN used to leave Don Lemon. Like, they would have their week shows that were on during the week, and I think they were kind of low budget on the weekend, so Don Lemon would take over at, like, midnight Friday night, and he'd be on through Sunday, and if you turned on the network, it was like Don Lemon. And I thought, God, does he go to the bathroom? Does he get meals? He's on all the weekend long. The Don Lemon weekends.
Got a whole bed back there and everything.
I don't know I don't think he slept for years. He was on all weekend. But why are you arresting Don Lemon? I mean,
I want to.
There's just some kooky things going on.
I want to hear the rationalization.
Oh, I don't think you'll hear it.
They have to give it. If they don't get, like.
He'll be arraigned later on today. Don Lemon arraigned. Well, at least we got the real criminals now. Don't worry about those heavy-duty criminals. We got Don Lemon in custody. I'm sure all crime in this... The crime in the country will immediately go down because we've got Don Lemon in a cell somewhere. Federal! My God.
I don't know. I think things are kind of interesting right now, you know?
Don Lemon.
The whole
7-4
thing.
Who would have thought those words would ever come out of my mouth? Don Lemon arrested by federal agents. Well, we're taking down the real crime bosses now. The man doesn't even have a network anymore.
You don't think that they're going to... They have to at least give some... I mean, it doesn't...
I'm sure it'll be he was a part of this group storming the church. That's what the rationale will be.
But he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Doesn't matter anymore. People believe anything.
I'm telling you. Look, I think we're getting closer and closer to 1984, okay?
He'll get to sue the government. So there you go.
Well, that's good for him, I guess.
Yeah, good for him.
Well, I mean, so long
I'm sure spending the night in federal prison was not good for him.
Well, I mean, federal prison's not, you know, I've never been to prison, but to my understanding...
One of our listeners out there saying, well, at least they didn't shoot him. Well, I guess
that is
good. Go peaceably. Go ahead, caller.
I have a question completely out of context.
Okay.
Because I haven't been able to listen to anything this morning. Is City Hall still running half days or partial days on Fridays?
I believe so.
Why?
I believe that was a cost-cutting measure, I think.
But most of these people are on salary, so where's the savings?
Well, I think the politicians are on salaries, but I don't know if the secretaries, the assistants, I think there's also the idea of keeping the building open, the security people. I don't know if they are.
Security people?
Well, yeah, you got that screener when you walk in.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how many police we have in the police department on day shift, because I remember the mayor or the chief of police saying there's maybe one or two or nobody on the night shift.
Well, you know, they had some cuts recently, so I'm not really sure what they've got going on there now.
Well, I wish I had some Band-Aids to take care of those cuts to a better tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But yes, that's my understanding.
Of the City Hall?
Yeah, I think City Hall is on amended hours on Fridays.
I don't think that's great.
Well, I don't know. Cost cutting, I guess. You know, I'm not over the Don Lemon thing.
Yeah, no. Can't go arresting journalists.
Why? Now, I had journalists on this week. Now, think about that. Sam Donaldson. Now, is he going to get the cuffs put on him? And Barney Frank, former congressman, speaking out. Joe Brown, is he going to the pen?
I don't know. At this point, I don't know. I was going to say, I think that if they started just arresting all, like, Trump dissenters, you know, I think people would be rather upset. But, you know, it seems like nobody's really caring about anything that's happening.
Well, this is making news, so I think this is obviously not going to bode well.
Well, I mean, no, but, like, what's it? The Trump administration doesn't care.
You know, I'm trying to, just in my mind, what is the point? I mean, what? Why? Why arrest Don Lemon? Even if, let's say you believe he was, by some, let's say your brain takes leave, and you really believe that he was helping storm that church. You still want to arrest him? I don't get it.
I mean, yeah, the logic doesn't make a whole lot of sense in general. I mean, I guess storming a church is no good, but I don't know. I mean, they followed. Didn't they get him in, like, not even at the church?
No, they got him at a hotel. He's out there to cover the Grammys. And
yeah, like.
Now, who's going to cover the Grammys if he doesn't make bail?
I
don't know. Seems a little silly. Go ahead, caller.
Gee whiz, somebody's shorts are filled, aren't they?
I don't know.
How do you think the Muslim world would have reacted if they would have stormed into a mosque and doing that stunt? You know, these are the people who are crying sanctuary cities where the law can't touch them. Well, here's a sanctuary, kind of, I think it's fair to say, one of the foundations of the Constitution for religious freedom to get away from England, etc. And yet, these people can't respect the sanctity of a faith-based organization, and they go storming into a church.
Well, no, I don't.
Services.
I haven't heard anybody say that's right. What we're talking about is, why are you arresting Don Lemon?
Because he broke the law.
But what law did he break?
He broke the law by going in and being part of a disruptive group of people.
Now wait a second. Now, what if you are a reporter and you're covering?
Okay, who's a reporter for?
I don't know, his little, whatever he operates at now.
He's just like you. He's an independent.
Yeah.
He carries no real weight.
But who carries weight?
I'm a reporter. I can go in and do anything with impunity.
Now, wait a second.
That ain't the case.
Well, but now that's not exactly true, because who carries weight? I mean, if you're out covering something, there have always been independent journalists, and they cover what they cover. Most people who work for newspapers in the last 50 years are not on the newspaper's payroll. They are independents, and they are out.
The difference between newspapers and people who are on camera holding a microphone that has a flag that signifies the news organization that they are part of.
So if Don Lemon had been on CNN doing the exact same thing, he'd have been okay?
No.
Oh, well, I'm confused on the point then.
Obviously.
Yeah, so what's the point?
What's the point? Number one, you don't go in to a place like a church. The law, they've broken the law. They articulated what the law is about the, I can't remember the exact name of it, but why that law was in place, etc. Here's Don Lemon with whatever recording device he has, and I assume he had to have had a cameraman with him. I don't think that was selfie stuff. Is in there. And he's face to face with the minister of that congregation interrupting their services.
Well,
that would be like you
didn't storm
having a wake for your mom, and a bunch of miscreants come in and ask you a bunch of stuff and interrupt your solemn moment of faith.
But people do take pictures and cover funeral services.
But this wasn't a funeral service.
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't this in a protest?
That's not a protest. It's a riot.
Why is it a riot?
Why is it a riot? Because they are not cordoning off a section, standing in one place with placards. They're coming in yelling and screaming and acting so self-righteous, like there are the worst miscreants on the face of this earth on that holy ground.
So that's not news.
Okay, let's go into a mosque when they're holding their services. You have 7 times a day, apparently, to go in and disrupt them.
The disruptors, I'm not saying, are right.
It's off limits. The church is off limits.
So if a church...
That's why a bunch of Muslims in Columbus were hiding in a mosque.
So if a church...
They couldn't be touched when they were in the mosque.
Okay, so if somebody goes into a church and opens fire in the church, the reporter cannot go in there and cover that.
Depends on the circumstances. What's happening? Have the police cordoned off and preserved the crime scene? That's a crime scene right there. You just said it. Goes inside a church and fires shots and stuff.
So reporters,
that's a crime scene.
Reporters in the South did not cover church burnings when the Ku Klux Klan were burning churches?
Well, I don't think they were inside them when they were burning, Scott.
Well, because they're on fire. But they were certainly as close as you could get covering that.
And how many congregants were inside the church while it was burning?
Well, I don't think there were many inside when it was burning.
Ex post facto, after the fact, Scott.
So, I guess the point is, so the media is not allowed to cover anything going on in a church if they're not invited.
Exactly.
So, unless you're invited, you can't cover it.
Exactly.
Well, you're not going
to
cover much
permission.
Because most people aren't going to invite you in.
You have to ask permission. It's let's take an example.
Hold on.
With a camera without asking permission from the judge.
Right, but a courtroom is not spot. So you call ahead to the
courtroom is just as
it's not spontaneous. What I'm saying is you call ahead to the church and you say, "Hey, can I cover the riot that's about to happen at your church?" I mean, I don't think it works that way.
How ridiculous that is! You just
I do understand how ridiculous that is. I think that's what you're saying. You have to get permission. How do you get permission for a spontaneous event?
You've been watching too much of the Marx Brothers and the Three Stooges.
Well, Matt's listening to this. Matt, do you understand this conversation?
Well, no, I mean, he wasn't part of the protesters. He was covering the protests.
He was part of the protesters. He wrote. Did he not ride with the group that went into that church?
So he was covering the protesters.
He was part of it. Did you see everything leading up to that?
Yes, I did, but
he's buying coffee, he's buying donuts and stuff. He's part of that. If he had any common sense or decency at all, he would be going kind of like the Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity of it. These people are
disrupting. I don't think you're supposed to give your opinions.
Church. Do what?
I said I don't think it's good for him to give his opinion on something like that. That's not what your job is as a reporter.
No, it isn't. It's to say, okay, he should have stayed outside and said, "I can't believe it. These people are going into this church, disrupting the services that are going on."
Well, that's an opinion.
No, that's a fact.
No, I can't believe.
How can it be an opinion when you're talking about the facts?
Because when you say I becomes part of the story, it's your opinion. I can't believe. That's you. That's opinion.
As a witness.
What you could say was
protesters
have just invaded.
I see protesters going into this church disrupting all of these people that are there to worship. I see that.
Yep.
The camera, as you can see, the camera illustrating what these people are doing, disrupting these people at worship.
Right. So I guess my point is, where is the line drawn as a reporter to what you can cover spontaneously and what you can't?
Well, you interject spontaneously.
I mean, do you think Don Lemon planned this?
I think that's something Joe Brown would probably be able to articulate better than me, because you don't know what's going on, but you have to draw the line of decency, and perhaps some of it comes with an individual's upbringing, or if you're with a news organization, I know that there are policies. We're not going to cover this. We're not going to cover that. Try to get the story the best you can, but don't go over this line. That's why news organizations, to varying degrees, have policies for their reporters.
That's iffy for the news department, because most people will say, get the story as best you can without breaking any laws. Now, what law did Don Lemon break by covering the, whatever you want to call it, riot, protest, whatever?
Well, would you like the caveat to that?
What's that?
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
But what law did he break?
There was a law, I can't remember the exact name of it. It came about from what little I've gleaned from the information about the people that were protesting abortion clinics and that. I want to call it the faith law or something or other. It's been out there widely covered.
Right, and that's for protesters, right?
With people analyzing this. Well, you know, there's a distinction between protest and riot. There's a big distinction.
Right, but I think this is where we're parting ways. I'm not saying if you want to call them rioters, I'm not saying that's right. If you want to call them protesters and it's private property, I'm not saying that's right. Don Lemon was not rioting or protesting. He was covering the riot or the protest, which is a big difference.
He was part of it. Otherwise, why would he be riding in with those people talking about what they were going to do? He should have been on everything by himself instead of injected with those people, because he saw, and there's no doubt in my mind, he had to figure that this looks like it could be something that I shouldn't be part of. Let me get away from them and be an objective third party. But he injected himself into that crowd of people screaming, yelling, and shouting what I would say a riot versus protest.
Well, like I say, I, again, am not saying that rioting is okay. I'm not saying that protesting on private property is okay. I'm not saying any of that. I have seen the video of what Don Lemon was doing, and any reporter would have handled it the same way that he would have. You would not stand outside.
Okay, then why was he the only one there?
Because there are situations where you are covering a group, like the group that was rioting or protesting, whatever word you want to use.
But and you don't think that would have garnered any other news agency to say, hey, I want to be part of this.
Well, did they know?
That's the thing. Regardless of what flavor news agency you are with, by and large, all reporters, they help each other. They give each other tips.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I don't.
I sure do.
I certainly know that that's not true. There are things that people, Colleen Marshall was on here not too long ago, and I said, you know, Colleen, it's a little more friendly now in the news business. It isn't so much about being first, and people are a little more friendly about that. And she said, well, no, that's not exactly true. And for years, there was a story that went around Columbus about a lady who forgot to bring her tape for her camera, and the other channel would not loan her any tape cover the story.
Also, it's not exactly the same thing, but I mean, we've talked on here before about the whole Barbara Walters story where I can't think of the other guy, but the one guy had an interview with, I don't remember who it was, but then Barbara Walters, they were on the same network.
Sam Donaldson.
Yeah,
cut him off.
Took his interview.
The people that are behind the camera are more so than those with fragile egos in front of the camera.
My point is,
I've been on shoots where camera crews have helped me, I've helped them. So there's a big difference whether you're behind the lens or in front of the lens.
But my point is that if you are Don Lemon and you are aware that you've got an exclusive because you know what's about to happen, that doesn't make you a part of it. You know, this whole idea where we're equating reporters.
The bounds. He was in the face of that minister. He was saying, I'm a Christian, etc.
Well, what was the minister saying?
I can't remember.
Well, we got to remember that part of it because that's an important part.
Okay, tell me. Refresh my memory.
If I remember, he was being rather belligerent.
The minister was?
Yeah. I don't think Don Lemon just started shouting, I'm a Christian, at the minister, and the minister was silent.
Well, again, if you were at the wake for your mother and somebody interjected themselves that were uninvited and causing chaos and mayhem, what would your demeanor be?
Again, I'm not saying that the rioters or the protesters
You're saying that the minister.
But if the Marion Star showed up,
have a right to defend his congregation.
No, he does. He absolutely does.
Well, then why would he not? Why shouldn't he sound belligerent?
Again, he absolutely
defending.
He absolutely can sound belligerent.
What I think, unfortunately, he was shocked. What would they say in the hood? They bum rushed him. It's unfortunate that the minister didn't have the presence of mind to say, okay, Don, you're a good Christian, etc., etc., forgive us. Take your flock and get the flock out of here.
Well, let me ask, do you think when there have been police beatings, do you think when there have been churches burned, do you think when 9/11 happened and people were dying right in front of your face, coming out of the buildings and the buildings collapsing, do you think their families wanted that telecast coast to coast? Do you think they wanted to see those videos? Probably not. Do you think when there's a murder in Columbus, you want that reporter knocking on your family's door with a camera in your face saying, what do you think about this? Probably not. But it's not illegal to do that. Do you think Amy Acton wanted protesters on her lawn during the COVID era on private property and a news reporter standing out in front of her house covering that? Probably not, but it's not illegal to cover that. And it wasn't illegal for Don Lemon to cover this. Now,
apparently it was. The Department of Justice has
The Department of Justice doesn't have a great record right now. They indicted Comey, then they had to let it go. They indicted Letitia James, then they had to let it go. And my guess will be, dollars to donuts, they'll arraign Don Lemon and they'll have to let this go.
Well, you never know.
We'll see.
You never know when you get into a court, because if the jury likes plaintiff or the defendant, there you go.
Well, we'll see. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say. But it's an odd story. Just an odd story. Because I've never known any reporter no matter what they did, who would turn down a story that's happening right in front of them and just say, I'm not going to cover that.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know how a reporter becomes part of the group just because they're there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just because he was trying to, ask questions to the pastor.
Okay.
I mean, that's about the only thing I got.
So, again, what's illegal about that?
I mean, I think that if I were there covering a protest and the protesters / rioters, however you want to look at it, went into the church, I would probably follow them into the church. And seeing as the pastor is head honcho of the church, I would ask the pastor what he thinks about it.
I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do. Stand outside and say, look at this, when there's really nothing to look at anymore? I don't get it. But again, when something happens, a car crash is another good example. Do you think people, families involved in that car crash, want to see pictures of that car crash? Or when somebody dies in a house fire, do you think they want to see pictures of that burned out house in the paper or on television? But they show it.
Different thing entirely, but they showed the 9/11 terrorist attack so many times that they were told to stop showing it because it was making people upset.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you cover what story's going on, but I don't know where we roped this that a reporter is part of a riot or part of a protest just because they're covering the riot or the protest. That I don't understand. I mean, if you were covering the 1968 Democratic Convention, pretty good idea that there was going to be some problem there in Chicago. You covered it. Didn't mean you were part of the protest.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what this is all about. But people will do what they will do. You know, what I have learned is people can justify anything in their own mind.
Well, yeah, people are, irrationally rational.
Right. Well, that's what I say. As we started out this morning with the new videos of Alex Pretty. Should you kick out the taillight of a federal vehicle? No. Should you spit at officers? No. No, you shouldn't. That's illegal. And you should be arrested for that. But you shouldn't be killed for that. And 11 days later, you shouldn't be killed for that. This is the problem that we're having here. People are conflating things together that should not be conflated. And why were people protesting at that church?
I do not know.
Just closest church we can find? I mean, what's the reason?
I figure there was some reason.
And we do live in a different era. It's not 4, 6, and 10 anymore. It's not NBC, ABC, CBS. For a long time, they didn't think cable news was legitimate because it's not over the air. It's just a different world now. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know how you go about, fixing it.
Got me. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I remember covering the 2016 Republican convention up in Cleveland, and they had barriers everywhere, and there were stories about the protest and that there could be violence and so on and so forth. Well, you think you weren't going to cover that? I mean, of course you were going to cover that. But were you part of the protest? No. But there was a pretty good idea something could happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure, there are plenty of things you could point out that are similar.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, fill me in on exactly what you guys are talking about with this Don Lemon. I haven't heard nothing about that.
Well, he was arrested last night by federal agents in Los Angeles.
And he was covering...
Covering a protest at a church in Minnesota over the ICE situation.
Okay, so the protesters are protesting the church?
What's that?
The protesters was protesting the people that was inside the church. Of the congregation of the church or what?
Yeah, something to that degree. But Don Lemon is there, and he's even saying, I'm a reporter, I'm covering the story, and somehow Don Lemon gets arrested by federal agents.
Well, you know, reporters are covering wars and everything else in other countries. And there are, you know, a lot of times they're allowed in, and the other governments don't go after them.
Right. Well, I think that's the problem. Nobody quite understands why Don Lemon is being considered part of the group that was protesting.
Yeah, well, you know, like you're talking about that petty kicking that vehicle.
Yeah.
So he broke the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many laws has President Trump broke? You want to say he should be crucified for kicking that vehicle and spitting on him, but our rule of law president, there's only laws that he agrees with. You know, you got somebody that's how many times felon, and look at all the laws that he breaks, and the courts having to, you know, go through cases, and he's losing. He does just what he's always done in his life. He runs everything through the courts. He keeps, if he has to face restitution, or if he's ordered to, you know, to bring somebody that, like that case of that judge ordered him to turn that plane around, bring that person back, you know, no, he's not going to follow the law. He's not going to follow what the judge says. He's going to do what he wants.
Well, it's unfortunate that this is where we are. And I guess if you like Don Lemon, you probably don't like this. If you don't like Don Lemon, you probably like it. And that's one of the other problems we have right now.
I've never heard Don Lemon.
Well, no, and I'm not particularly a fan of Don Lemon, but I don't think that this is the way to go. I mean, I have not seen anything that Don Lemon did that a reporter would not do.
Well, Trump is so against reporters, and everything that's bad for him is fake news. You know, I never heard of fake news before Trump came into the picture and started, you know, running for president. Did you?
I'm sure somebody said it.
Well, I'm sure, but, you know, it's not like a... After Trump got in there, you know, you hear it all the time now. Everything that happens is fake news. Well, I'll have to...
Yeah, keep listening.
Yeah, I'll have to find out more about what happened.
All right, stay tuned. Bye-bye. All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I don't know, just a bizarre situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll have to watch whatever videos, I guess, are from this thing to I don't know, look more into it. But, I mean, I don't see, I mean, to my understanding, The only thing he did was you know, ask questions of the pastor.
You know, at some point, we just have to be consistent in our outrage over things. And that's one of the problems. If we like the person, well, we'll give them a pass. If we don't like the person, we're probably going to crucify him. And again, I couldn't tell you the last time I watched anything Don Lemon did. I remember him on CNN years ago. But that's it. But I don't think that this is a good example of something that should be happening.
Well, no. I mean, you know, I mean, journalists do all kinds of things, you know. I mean, I mean, they get information from sources and things like that, and I'm sure that, like, you know, the sources don't always, I mean, because depending on what the information, I'm sure the sources are, you know, could be doing something maybe, you know, a little off-keel to get it.
And I guarantee you, if somebody was having a funeral today and protesters went in there, that would be a story because it's out of the ordinary. And it would be, why are you protesting this funeral?
I'm protesting the dead guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, people take situations and they turn it exactly how they want to turn it. But that's the truth. If there was a protest at somebody's funeral today, they would say, why are you protesting at a funeral? That would be a story. Because that's not normal.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't go to the journalist who wrote the story and say, well, what you did there was illegal.
Well, I mean, journalists have a lot of protection under the First Amendment to, you know, report.
It's a bizarre situation, but the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Don't forget the big Groundhog celebration on Monday. We'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then we'll be back tonight, 8 to 10. And your show's on tonight, 10 to 11. What's going on there?
Politics and football. Same thing as usual. Probably more politics than football this time, though.
So what was what was the show about last week?
I mean, I talked about, you know, football or politics, I guess, but it was mainly football. I talked about the prior games, the upcoming games, who I thought was going to be in the Super Bowl, things like that.
Very interesting.
Yep.
So there we are.
Also, the coaching carousel. Forgot about that one. Yep.
The coaching carousel.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, like a ride?
it's like the free agency for coaching, I guess. Coaches get fired. Coaches get hired.
What is with all the coaches getting fired lately?
I don't know, but there's been like 10. There's gonna be like 10 teams with new coaching staff next year.
And the Browns have a new coach?
The Browns do have a new coach.
Yep.
You know,
is this gonna help the situation?
Truth be told, I think that now I was unaware how much the GM really did for the football team. I was under the impression it was more like finances and things like that. But I mean, like the I got a whole different idea now because like the Dolphins fired their GM and then all of a sudden Mike McDaniel won like large majority of his games. They were the worst team in football and all of a sudden they were almost 500. So the GM does a lot more to football than I thought. So I think that I think the Browns probably just have a poor GM.
And by the way, friends in low places, Garth Brooks, apparently according to Parade Magazine and SiriusXM, the greatest country song of all time.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think that's wrong.
I'd agree.
What was that noise?
It sounded like somebody sneezed.
Golly, that was that was some kind of noise. Usually it's very silent in this room.
I guess
I heard that one.
Somebody's either directly above or below us, and boy howdy did they have to sneeze.
You know, it is cold and flu season.
Yes, it is.
So that is going on. You got to be careful with that. Big Groundhog Day celebration on Monday. Who's going to be in the groundhog costume? Big question right now.
Maybe we'll get Don Lemon.
You know, if it,
they arrested our
if he's out on parole, golly, I just don't know.
looking a little rough right now.
Well, they're looking rough for Don. Who's going to cover the Grammys on Sunday?
Well, I'm sure somebody will.
Isn't that weird timing that somebody would go to Los Angeles to cover the Grammys and you arrest them then?
Well, I don't know why. I mean, you knew who they were. I mean, when they were allegedly with the protesters.
You know, I just think, why do you want to create stories like this? Because obviously this will be the story today.
I mean, they could be trying to, like, spook people.
Well, again, I don't think any charges are going to be pressed against Don Lemon. Are they really going to try to string this out?
They might.
Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it didn't happen with Comey. And it didn't happen with Letitia James, although I'm not sure why the Justice Department indicted them.
Well, I mean, you know, probably because Donald Trump wanted them wanted them charged.
But that's not his law firm. They're supposed to be independent.
Yeah, I understand.
A little bit of a conflict of interest there.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
But maybe this will get the attention off what's going on in Minnesota.
The administration, I understand to some extent, I guess, because he can hire and fire you, like, at will, because, you know, whatever. But, like, I don't understand where the Congress gets off having no backbone, as they say.
May haven't had one for about 2 years. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown,